This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My special guest on Bent Notes tonight is band leader of El Numero Perfecto, a Latin jazz quartet releasing their debut album entitled Charlie. The band describes the album as a record of their evolving and experimental sound. To tell us all about that, it's my pleasure to welcome to the Bent Notes studio pianist and band leader Romy Hernandez. Welcome, Romy.
Oh, hi, David. Thanks for having me.
And it's a welcome back because you have been in studio before.
That's right.
So a little while ago, though.
Yeah, maybe a year or two.
Yeah. What was that? That would have been a show some... Was it that out at the Boite? Out in Box Hill?
That's right.
It might have been that one,
yeah, it might have been that one. Yeah. I think we were releasing our first single that time.
Now, that does ring a bell. Yes, it does.
We had a video, so...
Exactly.
We'll put it out there.
But now you've come up with an album.
That's right. It was it's time to it.
Well, there's always got to be a time to put these things together. Why did you decide that now was the time to put together an album recording the sound of the band at this point in time?
Well, I felt like we've been playing now for a while, so we have a very good dynamic happening, and the writing is has become like very easy, so yeah, it felt like it was the right time to record the songs we've been playing, and then just leave it there for the history.
Well, it is history because it is a sample of what the band sounded like at that point in time.
That's right.
And it means that, which was actually mastered in May this year. When was it recorded?
It was recorded last year.
Last year, was it? 2017.
Yeah, that's right. So around 8 or 9 months ago. Of course, the songs, because of the nature of the music, they're still evolving, they're still changing. Live music, that's the beauty of it, right?
I looked at the blurb about the album and read the section about the album being a snapshot of the band's always evolving and experimental sound, and I thought... Mm-hmm. I suppose that's probably true because this is what the band sounded like when you're experimenting with whatever it was at the time. Mm-hmm. If you played these tracks now, would they sound different?
They will sound a bit different. Some of them are kind of the same, but definitely a few of the recorded tracks that are going to sound very different live because, the music is going somewhere else. So.
What is it about live that makes things have that buzz about them?
Well, I think it's a bit about giving and receiving as well. So if you get an audience, you know that people are there listening to you. So there's something about it that you say, okay, I want to say this and I want to get the message clear and loud for them, or not loud in that sense. But I guess that's a bit of the magic of playing live music, that it's always a very interesting experience for me.
How long does it take you to have a sense of your audience once you walk out on stage, or do you have a sense of the audience before you walk out on stage?
I think even before you walk on stage. I mean, you see people coming if you're there, and you get a sense of it. The set list always changes depending on the night, I guess. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Do you walk up to a gig with a set list that you think is going to work, look at the audience and say, nope, going to do something else?
Sometimes I've got a set list, and sometimes we just have to play one more song or one less song, or this is not the right time, so let's leave it for the second set. So there's always a bit of that, and it's not only my thing, it's just the band works like that. Sometimes they say, oh, this is next, and I say, but maybe not this one now. It's also, I guess, it depends on the way we feel. So we just had a song and it was epic. Okay, let's bring it down a little bit now because the song went somewhere else. So we didn't expect that to go that way. So, and it happens like that sometimes.
In the middle of a gig.
In the middle of a gig.
A song that you have in your mind is something completely different.
Yeah, that's right.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't figured it out. And I don't want to figure it out.
Well, I suppose if you went into it in infinite degree to identify what went wrong or right, you wouldn't be able to repeat it again, would you?
No. That's interesting because we recorded some of our gigs just to listen back and see what works, what doesn't work. And then we try to do it again and it doesn't happen like that. So you just have to, you know, let it go and just let it flow.
Now, the band consists of a quartet, four players.
That's right.
Let's run through who those four players are and what they bring to the sound of El Numero Perfecto. I love that name, El Numero
the
Perfecto.
The perfect number.
Exactly.
Well, this is an interesting story because we started off as a trio and we try all of the instruments. We try saxophone, we try guitar, but we all always felt like it needed some like percussion. The guy wasn't there at the moment when we were trying different things. So one day, I guess just through playing around in Melbourne, playing different bands, we met Sebastiano Orellana. And that's the percussionist is playing with us right now. And he's great. He's great to work with. And that's why it was perfect for the perfect combination. So he's been playing a lot of Latin music, so he has that cover. So he plays congas, but he also plays cajon peruano. So it brings a different sort of dynamic to the group. And then is Emiliano Belsa, or Memo. Many people know him and Memo. And Memo plays with so many people here in Melbourne. He's the busiest person in the world. And he has a really interesting background as well because he used to play rock. He's actually in Argentina right now playing rock. Releasing an album he recorded with his band over there because he has another project over there. And he has all that influence. He brings the rock side of it, but also the Argentinian folkloric music. So it's pretty interesting. Then it's Jethro Negron, the drummer. And he's the only one that's born here in Australia, but he's from Chilean background. His parents are Chilean, so he speaks perfect Spanish. And he's really into Latin music and Afro-Cuban music, timba. So he's all over that. And then it's me.
On the piano.
On the piano.
Yeah. And it's a Latin jazz quartet now, trio before. Why Latin? Why Latin jazz?
It was no other way to go about it, I guess. Me being Cuban and having an Argentinian and two Chileans in the band, of course we were going to go that way. I wouldn't say we go to the traditional Latin jazz sound. We kind of mix it up a bit more with folkloric music or even the Afro-Cuban music that I hear in my country, more the Yoruba music, the ones that slaves game, like the raw one. And of course it was gonna go that way, but I wouldn't say we got into the category of Latin jazz specifically, because there's some songs, especially in that album, I wouldn't say they're Latin jazz at all. Maybe a hint of milonga, Argentinian style, but I'll say that maybe they're a bit more, I don't know, more than jazz, I'll say. I started with Andrea Keller and Barney McCall when I was at BCA, so I see here the sound of the music, and when I write sometimes, I don't know, that Australian jazz sound comes to my mind sometimes.
You've been not indoctrinated with it, but you've had a good exposure to it. Yeah.
Yes.
Which really is great for music generally, to have people who are not narrowly focused but have a broad range of experiences. It brings such a great output from those people.
Oh, definitely.
I think we should listen to a piece of music from the album, and I reckon we should listen to the title track, El Numero Perfecto. Is there any story behind any of these tracks?
Oh, there are many stories.
There are many stories. The perfect number.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
The album name Charlie, it doesn't seem to fit any of the... Or it fits one track in the middle, but it's only a very short track, so there's obviously a story about Charlie.
There is a story about it. Well, Charlie was my cat.
Right.
And it was a cat that I found in the park. He actually followed me home. So he knew where I lived, so he just went straight to my door and sit there. I would say, well, I have to keep this cat. And it was great. It was a bit bipolar.
Right.
But like cats are like that anyway.
Yeah.
So we embraced that and we loved the cat. And then one day, unfortunately, he just got run over by a car.
Oh, that's a pity.
So the song, it was a bit tragic, but I felt that the song, it was meant to be just like that. We tried to record the song and it was a longer song with the whole band. But for some reason, it felt like when I listened to it, I felt like the introduction was just enough. It was just like, I don't know. That was like Charlie's life. It was very short. It was a bit intense. And that was it. Well, that was all that we needed.
Let's have a listen to just a short segment out of the very short Charlie. Romy, that's a beautiful tribute to Charlie.
Oh, thank you.
So nice indeed. I wouldn't mind hearing the full version now.
Oh, well.
But thank you for sharing that one with us.
That's okay. My pleasure.
Now, the band itself, you've been playing for a few years now.
Yeah, that's right. We've been playing 3-4 years. Yeah, around that, 4 years.
Where does the experimental come into things?
Well, I guess in just bringing whatever we need to bring to the band and just writing tunes that we had no idea how to play or where the tunes were going, and also the instrumentation. Also was the question, I mean, are we going to go just acoustic or are we just going to go electric in the sense of should I bring the electric piano sounds, that sort of things. And also, yeah, the part of the percussion that I said before, we weren't sure if we have it or not. And then that's the question of like, what is the music going? Are we going to go straight Latin or we're just going to play whatever we want to play? And I think that was kind of the idea that we just follow. But also the thing about just playing the songs, and I really like to play songs in a different way every time. And some of the band members don't agree with that. They say, but the song was great, the phone was great, the break and everything. No, but let's play in a different way now. I just get bored of playing the same way every time. Doesn't matter, but it's always improvisation, of course, and there's always room for solos and things like that. But also the forms of the songs, I love changing every time.
Just to be different or to experience new...
To experience, yeah. And I think the songs are the music, they grow, they go, and they have their own life, you know.
You've recorded this out in the bush, I hear.
That's right, at Kickner Studio. A beautiful studio, beautiful piano, nice, very nice space. We recorded in 2 days.
That's not doing too badly for a full album in 2 days.
No, it was actually quite good. I mean, considering that we got there the first day and we spent like 4 or 5 hours setting up. We just stay overnight. It was really nice. We got out in the bush, a very beautiful place. So we just had all that space just to focus and try things. And we recorded more songs that we didn't include in the album. We just felt that this was enough material for what we wanted to say with this album.
Well, it certainly comes across very nicely. We've had to listen to a couple of tracks over the past couple of weeks here on BitNotes, and we'll listen to more. But there's an opportunity to actually hear the entire album launched.
That's
coming
right.
Up on August the 15th at the Paris Cat Jazz Club.
That's right.
What can we expect to hear that night?
Well, you will definitely hear the songs we played in the album, but there are many other songs that we played in the past and new songs as well. That will be coming in our upcoming album in next year.
There's another one planned.
Well, there's a plan. Yeah, there's definitely a plan. Obviously.
Excellent.
So there's a lot of material that we want to record next year, and that will be a different aesthetic. We'll be having vocals and guitars, and so it's a different concept.
A little bit more of that experimental and evolution of the band.
That's right. I would love to come at some point and talk a bit about that project. Because
I would love you to do that.
It's a bit different from this one.
Yeah.
But it's the same, man.
We look forward to hearing that next year. I do also like the cover picture, which I've just realised is a picture of clouds.
That's right. That picture was taken by Emiliano in one of his holidays in Bali.
It's
always traveling.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I've been looking at that picture now for about, it's been a month.
Oh, yeah.
And it has only just struck me as I've been talking to you that it's clouds.
It's the other way. Yep, that's right.
Thank you very much for doing that. All the details of the gig are on the Paris Cat website, pariscat.com.au, for August the 15th. Which room are you in?
We are in the basement.
In the basement. Yep. Beautiful little intimate room there. Yep. That'll be a great night. And Charlie will feature?
Definitely. And we'll have the album there Yep.
Fantastic. Well, Romy, thank you so much for popping into Bent Notes tonight. Really appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks, Avery.
I reckon we should hear something else. How about Los Midas del Cobarde?
Yeah, Los Miedos
del Cobarde. How did I do with my pronunciation?
It's all right.
My Australianized
so
version.
Los Miedos del Cobarde, so that's the fear of the coward.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was angry.
Well, let's hear some angry music from El Numero Perfecto. Thanks, Romy, very much for dropping into Bent Notes tonight.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.